You're listening to KHBT 97.7 The Bolt. It is time now once again for Your Care, Our Mission on KHBT, brought to you by Humboldt County Memorial Hospital. And my guest this morning is Courtney Palmer, the Director of Cardiopulmonary at HCMH. Courtney, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Good. Happy to hear it. So today we are talking a little bit about the cardiac pulmonary rehab. So tell me about that.
So at Humboldt County Memorial Hospital, we do offer both cardiac and pulmonary rehab. Our department is located on the second floor of the hospital in the wellness hub.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to tell listeners a little bit today about each of those services and who might be interested in taking advantage of those. Cardiac rehab is a very important part of the treatment of patient-specific heart problems. So if you've had a heart attack or cardiac surgery, cardiac stents, heart failure, or heart transplant, you might be eligible to participate. Cardiac rehab does follow a individualized and personalized treatment plan. So it starts with a one-on-one evaluation between the patient and Val Cleveland, who is our lead program registered nurse. During cardiac rehab, Val will take an assessment of the patient's personal risk factors for heart and blood vessel disease, and then they begin a personalized exercise plan and receive education and support to make healthy lifestyle changes. Patients do have the opportunity to meet and share stories with other patients just like them, and during cardiac rehab, Val will monitor and help you better control your blood pressure, cholesterol, and diabetes. She also helps improve communication with the patient's doctor and other healthcare providers about their progress following their cardiac event. Recent studies have actually shown that people who complete the full 36 sessions of cardiac rehab can increase their life expectancy by up to 5 years.
Wow.
So it's pretty significant. Val is more than qualified to walk you through this journey, and she can be reached at 515-332-7627 for scheduling and more information. So that's cardiac rehab. We also have pulmonary. So cardiac rehab is heart, and pulmonary is more lung related.
Okay.
So pulmonary rehab helps patients improve their quality of life. It is a service that is designed for patients that are experiencing lung problems, such as COPD, emphysema, chronic bronchitis, pulmonary fibrosis, and interstitial lung diseases. Pulmonary rehab cannot cure the lung disease, but it can be a great benefit, and you might notice decreased work of breathing and less lung infections. Our lead pulmonary rehab certified respiratory therapist is Darla Van Groningen. She has a wealth of knowledge and is ready and willing to be her patient's healthcare advocate. While in pulmonary rehab, our patients will attend exercise classes that will improve their endurance and muscle strength so that they're better able to carry out daily activities. There's also education classes that are part of pulmonary rehab, and they range anywhere from medications to understanding how to use oxygen, to breathing retraining, symptom management, all kinds of different things. Darla's overall goal for her pulmonary rehab patients is just better quality of life and decreased hospitalizations. So that's kind of the summary of pulmonary rehab up until about the last 6 months. Another population that we're going to start seeing now is some of our post-COVID-19 patients that are having difficulty. Maybe it's low blood oxygen. Maybe it's increased heart rates at rest, fatigue, and just overall weakness that's holding them back from getting back to their normal life. So if anybody out there is still dealing with those symptoms, let's say it's been 6 weeks, they've recovered, you know, on paper from COVID, but they are not doing better, please reach out to your primary care physician, start a discussion about whether pulmonary rehab could benefit you, and then reach out to Darla or myself at 515-332-7627 with questions or scheduling.
Excellent. Well, Courtney, that is all great information, and I thank you so much for talking with me this morning.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks.